Passage 2. Gabriela Mistral was once an ordinary teacher in a small village school in northern Chile. Towering mountains separated her village from the world outside. Gabriela Mistral was only 15 when she began teaching, but she was a good teacher. She helped the minds of her students scale the mountain walls and reach out to the world beyond. For 18 years, Gabriela devoted her life to the poor farm children of Chile's northern valleys. During part of this time, she was director of schools in all of Chile. Before long, many countries recognized her as a great friend of children and a leader in education. In 1922, she was invited to Mexico to help organize the rural school system. 2 years later, Gabriela Mistral came to the United States, where she served as a visiting professor in several colleges. In New York City, a group of teachers helped to finance the publication of her first book of poetry. Some of her books have been translated into 6 different languages. She gave the income from some of her books to help poor and neglected children. Beginning in the 1920s, her interests reached out to broader fields. Statesmen asked her advice on international problems. She tried to break through the national barriers that hindered the exchange of ideas among the Spanish-speaking peoples of South America. She tried to develop a better understanding between the United States and countries of Latin America. In 1945, she gained worldwide recognition by winning the Nobel Prize in Literature, the first South American to win the prize.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Where did Gabriela Mistral start her teaching career? Question 15. How did Gabriela Mistral help the poor children of her hometown? Question 16. Why did many countries think highly of Gabriela Mistral? Question 17. How did Gabriela Mistral become famous all over the world?